Pianist Rhea Beaumont in performance with Tafel Music violinist Christopher Verrett. The piece is Danza. It's from Rhea's new album, Awaken, and we played that with very good reason here this afternoon. You're with The Oasis on a Tuesday. My name is Mark Wigmore here on the New Classical FM, our look at arts and culture. Rhea Beaumont is here. The award-winning Toronto pianist has returned with her fifth album to date, featuring her own compositions, Awaken. Her quote, "A wave washed over the world. From the ebb and flow of uncertainty, we emerged with anticipation for new beginnings." So, a celebration of the global emergence from the lengthy shutdowns imposed by the pandemic. The compositions weave between classical, jazz, and folk music inspiration, from a nod to Handel's Water Music at the beginning of the record to the jazz-influenced Angel Bright, then an impressive take on an English seaside town, and a set of dances, we just heard one of them, with Christopher Verrett. Over the years, Rhea Beaumont's records and compositions have been broadcast all over the world in 15 countries. She's a recipient of the SOCAN Foundation Muscan Award of Excellence for the Advancement of Research in Canadian Music. Beaumont has premiered over 70 works, including collaborations with composers such as R. Mary Schaefer. Rhea Beaumont is an adjunct professor with the University of Toronto. She's also studied at UBC, the Royal Conservatory, and the Banff Centre. Rhea Beaumont, welcome to the New Classical FM.
Oh, thanks so much, Mark, for having me in today. I really appreciate
and
that.
And we're thrilled at a new record. It's always nice, right, to celebrate finally this thing comes out into the world. Right?
It's true. And, you know, it was also a post-COVID album. We kept waiting for COVID and still waiting for it to be post. So we're still in this journey, but it's an optimistic journey. And that's what this album is all about.
Let's talk about it. You know, I have artists on the program all the time, every week, and the emotions tend to vary from intense to optimistic about the lockdowns, the pandemic, the reopening. You had very strong feelings to the point of putting out a new record of music. So talk to me a little bit about that process.
Well, yeah, I was really inspired to write the collection of these works during the pandemic when everyone is experiencing such tremendous uncertainty. Nobody really wants to talk about the pandemic anymore. But thinking back, when it hit on a global scale, we felt as if this wave had washed over us. We were completely overwhelmed and we didn't know what to do. And yet we did gradually adapt. And we got used to something that looked a little different, that we started to call a new normal and looking forward to things, but where's it going to land? And that's what this album is all about. I used the water theme throughout, like a metaphor for life, because we were in this ebb and flow of uncertainty. And then we had moments of reflection and then a cascade of freedom where we could put a mask on and actually go outside. And so the album is going to take you from the stressors all the way through to what you heard as the final piece, this huge, fabulous celebration folk dance with a lot of fun with Christopher.
It's fascinating what you're talking about in the respect that from a group perspective, from a societal perspective, we have buried some of those emotions that we felt in middle of 2020, early 2021. It was such a dramatic time. I think there's a lot to mine there.
Yeah, this is true. In fact, a doctor told me, we were quite a ways into COVID, she said that she would listen to my CD Timeless, and that was 4 years ago, and she would listen to it during her meal breaks to decompress. And all of a sudden, in that moment, I realized I had no idea that anything that I was doing as an artist would make a difference
right.
in somebody's daily activities to that extent. I thought it was maybe an enjoyable break and a moment. And so I took this album very seriously when I started it, and it took a long time to process what I was going to do. Then all of a sudden, we were allowed to go out in 2021, and I went up to Ottawa. You know, it was my staycation. Just having that change of environment and that bit of freedom, the pieces just came so quickly after that. They had been gelling for quite some time.
Did you feel that when the melodies and the work started to appear quickly? Were you feeling just the thrust of that?
Yes.
It
was total elation, yes.
Yeah.
And I hadn't forgotten about the moments of reflection, because no journey is a straightforward, wonderful journey. Every journey has setbacks. And so in the set of pieces, Liquid, that I was kind of describing, we take that moment of reflection. There's a piece on here that's Angel Bright. it's only 41 seconds because it pays tribute to all the children who lost their lives to COVID. And so it was intentionally short to reflect that, but also to acknowledge and respect that that happened and that that tragedy occurred. And then, of course, I continued on with the water theme with Albra by the sea, because we were dreaming and thinking of our faraway lands and the ephemerality of life and landscape. And then new beginnings, that was huge for me. I thought maybe they're not going to look like what we thought, but maybe they will. And I ended up with three dances, which I didn't expect either.
Right.
The first is a modern dance. It's called Reverie, and it's very fluid and very relaxed. And then a big romantic waltz that I called Romance. And then, of course, the big celebration is the folk dance, and it's fast and it's fun, and we had a great time recording it too, and it's tricky, but I think people will enjoy it.
Dance music is such an important part of classical music and just always a wonderful well to go down, and it can be joyous for the composer and joyous for the listener. Rhea Beaumont with us here on The Oasis, the award-winning Toronto pianist. She's returned with her fifth album to date, featuring her own compositions, once again titled Awaken. The website, by the way, if you'd like to pick up the digital copy, rheabeaumont.com. Let's talk a little bit about recording this album from the perspective of the actual functionality, working in the studio, knowing what you had done in four previous records. Tell us a little bit about this process, because it felt like it was a fairly joyous one for the most part.
Well, you know, it's funny because going into a studio at the best of times, you know, you have a limited amount of time.
Sure.
You've got to lay down the tracks. We knew what was ahead
There's
for three of those.
Yeah,
There's
sure.
a deadline.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, you want to sound chill at the same time.
That's right.
But, you
True
know,
to the material.
Exactly. To their credit, it was the Glenn Gould studio. They had all of the protocols in place and the hand sanitizers and so on. And so we got that out of the way pretty quickly. And really, once you're in the studio, the music just takes you away. What I liked about the album when it was finished, and I listened back to it because artists are their own worst critics, I enjoyed that it actually seemed to me like a journey from the beginning to the end. It seemed cohesive, and I was really pleased because nothing else in COVID had been
right.
cohesive or
right.
expected.
Well, that is so nice, right? When you sort of want an arc to something, it's going to take us from one place to the next. And you had some support from across the country.
Oh, I did. You know, I really have to acknowledge Ontario, Toronto, and Canada Councils for their support during the pandemic. I mean, for me, that made a huge difference. It kept me going as an incentive because, you know, you can't tour. I was previously in Europe and performing and,
sure.
and across Canada, and all of a sudden, you can't go out of the house. What do I do? And so I was really focused on trying to produce something that was and continue the creativity. So I really appreciated that.
You are a researcher, a musician, a touring musician. What happens now? This record goes out into the world, and then what's this next year looking like for you?
You know, I'm getting invitations, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
And I will be heading out to the West Coast of Canada first, and that's amazing.
Nice.
So that'll be spring. I'm trying to book the spring-summer months right away,
that's
and that would
plan.
Be so good because yeah. I'm sure we'll be opened up by that point. You know, whatever the future holds, I'm so excited.
We're excited, too. This record, we're going to play some more here. Rhea Beaumont, it's just been a real pleasure here this afternoon.
Oh, thanks so much. The pleasure is mine. Thank you.
The award-winning Toronto pianist has returned with her fifth album to date. It features her own compositions. We've just heard all about it. It is titled Awaken, and if you'd like to pick up your digital copy, it is rheabeaumont.com. Once again, the website, rheabeaumont.com. Flow is what we're going to hear next. I think you alluded to it a little earlier, but take us through what we're about to hear.
Yeah, Flow is part of Liquid, which is a five-piece set that I wrote on the album. And so we have Liquid first, which is all the title piece, Ebb and Flow, because I like to say we go with the flow.
Let's listen here on the New Classical FM.